What are we doing here?
Well, we're making wreaths.
Not that small.
We're making them a little.
I'm sorry. I'm Keith Ludden. I'm a folklorist.
Oh, okay.
How are you? Doing some documentation on the festival.
Did you pick the right size, Gusty, for her?
Yes.
So you're making the hair wreaths?
Hair wreaths out of the. This is a tamarack, and this is the base for it, and then the girls are putting wildflowers in. And wiring them to the wreath to make a wildflower wreath. There's one going behind you right now. That's Anna. She's got one.
So, what are you using? Pine?
No, this is tamarack. Tamarack.
Tamarack. Okay, yeah.
Okay. And it bends pretty easily, sort of. You cut off the branches and wire them together to make a wreath.
Mm-hmm. Those are beautiful.
They smell good too. Have you tasted smell this? Smell it. Very fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Gusty, I think I found your wreath that you were making after all. Was this it?
I have no idea.
Remember you lost one?
Oh.
I just found it. I was pawing through this.
Oh, it could be.
This gentleman is Keith, you said?
Yeah, my name's Keith Ludden.
Hi.
I'm a folklorist.
A folklorist.
Oh. And I'm just doing some documentation on the festival.
Oh,
here.
Good.
Custy's been doing the wreath thing for a long time, but this is my first time, and she's teaching me how.
You've been doing it for a long time? Yeah, since you were a little girl?
Oh, no, not since, no. Just the last few years we've had this table going. I mean, I've been Midsummer since I was a little girl, but not the actual wreaths.
Tell me a little bit about Midsummer. Does it go back quite a bit here in New Sweden?
Yes, I think as... I don't exactly know how many years. I know my mother was just died, and she was 97. She did it when she was a kid. And when we were kids, it was over at the New Sweden Lutheran Church. And it was different than this. So it's evolved each year. You know, they probably add things and subtract things. But by and large, there's been one here for many years.
Why do you still do it? Why is it important?
I guess because we've always done it, and it's in our blood, and our family is all Swedish on both sides. So that's probably why, right? Why do you come, Elsa?
Well, I mean, I've done this since I was... Since I ever can remember.
Yeah.
Every year since I was just a kid. I mean...
Yeah, we've brought our kids up. I mean, all my son, you know, started when he was, you know, old enough to walk, and he came to Midsummer and helped with the maypole, and now he's sort of in charge of the maypole, so...
Yeah.
Most of our kids have all done Swedish dancing. Her kids have, you know, our grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've done. So, you know, it's just sort of part of our...
In fact...
Family lifestyle.
Elsa's wearing the costume that my daughter wore when she was, Maine Swedish Colony Queen.
Yeah. And I've made costumes that have gone down and down. Hi there, how are you? Good to see you.
Saw a moose in your driveway.
Ooh,
did you?
That's a little big.
So Elsa, you've been doing this for as long as you remember?
Yeah, I've been coming probably since I was born. Yeah,
that's better. I think that one's better.
Something that I look forward to every year, coming to Midsummer.
Looks like your fingers have gotten pretty adept at making those wreaths.
Yeah, I've made them.
Oh, that one's pretty good.
Every year. Every year since I was a kid. I mean, them every year.
Mm-hmm. All right, what are you using to wire those?
Just
waiting for it.
Gusty, what kind of wire is this?
Wire.
Oh, okay. It's wire.
You want to know how to do it, right?
Wire.
Okay. Take it off. Elsa will show. Who are you doing that for?
The brother, but
she just left.
Okay, well, show her
attention span.
Okay, let's get you a piece of wire. What you do...
Looks like everybody's having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It would be better if there were no rain, but we just can't dictate the weather.
Oh, wow. C'est la guerre.
Yep, for sure. That's life. C'est la vie.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to say that in Swedish. How would you say c'est la vie in Swedish? I am not Swedish. I married one of those.
Ah.
So, and I'm French.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say c'est la vie.
Yeah. Well, I married one too.
A Frenchman or a Swede?
A Swede. Well, a half Swede. Her dad's full-blooded Swede.
Uh-huh.
Yep,
there are a few of those around.
Color left here. Let's see what else.
that. Ralph Austin reminds me a lot of him.
Oh, yes. Where, I saw Ralph earlier. Uh-oh, there's my husband and son. They just landed.
I'm going to take a few more pictures here if it's all right.
Oh, sure. Okay.